Right now, we will get to that classic audio. And this is something that we joke about a lot, particularly during Why Today Doesn't Suck. When any soccer birthday is read, typically by Bob because Dan leaves it for spares, Mike will make a joke and Ty will make a joke about how such and such player could not have competed in the missile.
Right.
And it might seem strange to people that Mike has such an encyclopedic knowledge of an indoor, defunct indoor soccer league. But Peter is here to tell us why.
So, as you probably know, Mike sat in on our soccer show over the weekend, and wanting to try to do a bit with him, I was trying to source audio of him back when he was the Sidekicks play-by-play guy. And it turns out, I guess many years ago, during a Why Today Doesn't Suck, Dan asked about this, and Mike physically handed over tapes to Dan.
Mm.
And so, after a bunch of back and forth and the good Dan McDowell being so kind, he turned those audio recordings in digital form, God bless him.
Very nice.
Over to me. And what I was gifted was 45 minutes of some of the most gold Mike Reiner audio you've ever heard. And I don't think any of this has been played on the station. Has it? Or to you, best of your knowledge, Jake, has any of this ever made it to the Ticket airwaves?
I don't believe so.
So this dates back to sometime in the early 80s, live from Reunion Arena.
And the missile and indoor soccer, it's defunct now. It was a big damn deal.
It was.
People went to these games, and it was like a happening.
Yeah, because the NASL, the Outdoor League, had essentially evaporated at that point. So if you were thirsty for soccer at this point, indoor soccer was it. And the Sidekicks were interesting here locally because of Tattoo, yep, who was essentially their star. You know, name whatever star from... It was their Luca.
And their coach, right?
Well, that was
not at the time, no. He ended up becoming a coach.
I was so obsessed with that concept as a kid.
And, you know, he's famous for taking his shirt off and throwing all that stuff. So, Jake, I chopped some of this up, sent it over to you, because what makes this great isn't just Mike doing soccer play-by-play, but also some of the production value, the spots, the commercials, all of it, don't you think?
Absolutely. The formatics, it's all great. And so... we have to start with the open. This is how the broadcast starts, and it's very loud, to Sean's point, that this was a big crowd at Reunion, particularly for an indoor soccer match. So let's just lay back and let indoor soccer play-by-play Mike from the early 80s wash over us.
Sony products are available at all area sound warehouse locations. And now back to more Sidekicks action with Mike Reiner.
Mike Reiner back at Reunion Arena along with Billy Phillips. The first period of tonight's Sidekicks Wings game ending amid a shroud of controversy as the Sidekicks scored a goal after time had run out. The goal discounted incorrectly so by the officials.
So what you have there is K-Zoo Mike bringing it out of break for soccer. Here's K-Zoo Mike calling a Sidekicks goal.
Free kick for the Sidekicks from the near point. Tattoo shot.
Oh, great save. I was just about to say, Mike, I saw one man on the wall, which was Mark Curlin. You don't do that against Tattoo. You must put two men against the wall when any time your foul goes outside the box. He just looked up, saw one man. He saw ice cream and just nailed it in the back of the net for a 2-1 score. Sidekicks are back.
Well, the Wichita Wings tempt fate. And it blows up in their face. Tattoo picks up his 50th goal of the year and his 77th point. He leads the Major Indoor Soccer League in both categories. The goal is unassisted. And it's now a 2-1 game.
I think it's cool to hear Mike that into sports.
Yeah.
It is. By the way, Billy Phillips was a player. Mike told the story that how he ended up in this gig is that the sister station, the AM station that carried the team, was the sister station to the Zoo.
Okay.
And they came to him initially and offered him the gig as the color analyst.
Oh, boy.
For a sport he'd never watched. And the play-by-play guy got a gig somewhere else, and so they moved him into play-by-play, and the only way they could fill the color role was by essentially rolling in whatever injured player was available.
And maybe it's because Mike's younger, and there's that younger tilt to his voice. A little country, too. As he was describing all the tattoo stuff.
There's a little bit. By the way, I liked Billy Phillips referring to it. He saw the ice cream.
Saw the ice cream.
I like that.
What does that even mean?
He saw the good sweet treat?
Sweet spot.
Nice little scoop. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe Mike had never actually watched this sport before or pulled for this team, but it didn't stop him from being a homer.
Off the near boards, he goes for Tattoo. Tattoo pushed down. No call there. That's the most blatant push I've ever seen in my life.
How far does that that window span as far as watching soccer?
Do you think maybe
he... Off the near boards, he goes for Tattoo. Tattoo pushed down. No call there. That's the most blatant push I've ever seen in my life.
I think he's going to write a letter to the UIL is what I think he's going
that
to
is
do.
A classic.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here, let's check in with a little Mike post-game. You know, you got to do the coach's interview.
This was halftime, actually.
Oh, this is halftime.
Halftime,
okay.
Yes.
Tonight's Dallas Sidekicks Wichita Wings game, and our guest is Wichita head coach Charlie Cook, certainly no stranger to Sidekicks fans.
Wait, hold on. Stop it for a sec. Stop it. I want you to guess what Charlie Cook's nationality is.
All right.
Tonight's Dallas Sidekicks Wichita Wings game, and our guest is Wichita head coach Charlie Cook, certainly no stranger to Sidekicks fans. We appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Oh, it's nice to be back on the air here back in Dallas, and we're delighted to be here tonight.
That's amazing.
Yes, Charlie Cook.
We'll take a brief break from Mike Play-by-Play to enjoy a word from the Sidekicks sponsors. This is glorious, and it's a place we all grew up going to.
With all the trendy restaurants, you never know if the food will be worth going out for.
This cafe I went to served toy food and itsy-bitsy chicken.
I don't care how hoity-toity it is, I don't eat raw fish.
Think you got problems? Try feeding two teenagers.
With itsy-bitsy legs, I could count the peas.
Know any place that sets the table with shovels?
The only thing raw fish is fit for is bait.
Last time we went out, I had to take out a loan.
But at the Black Eyed Pea, we're downright predictable.
Hell yeah.
Predictably good.
Yes,
you always get your favorite homemade foods cooked with the freshest ingredients and served with a generous hand. Because the Black Eyed Pea believes in giving you a break from cooking that won't break your budget.
Now this is real food.
The catfish is fried.
The price includes two pork chops, two veggies, rolls, plus cornbread?
Who says banana pudding ain't shishi?
The Black Eyed Pea.
Yes.
Definitely worth going out for. They're too full for dessert. They're too full for dessert.
And now back to more Sidekicks action.
Yes, now back to more Sidekick action. So speaking of promotional and commercial.
Wait, hold on, Jake. Yeah, you do know that uncooked fish is only good for bait.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I want to make sure bait. That you caught that declaration.
The catfish is fried.
As a Black Eyed Pea alum, senior year of high school, four years of college, that was still some good eating.
Chicken fried steak.
So just like whenever you're listening to perhaps a Stars broadcast here on the Ticket or Mark Folliwell doing play-by-play on Fox Southwest, there's always some promotional opportunities for the fans. Maybe you'd like to come out and get first 2,000 fans tonight will get a free Luka bobblehead.
Sure.
Or maybe a
T-shirt night.
T-shirt night, something of that sort. Here's Mike's take on that.
The Sidekicks' next home game is this Sunday when they host the Chicago Sting here at Reunion Arena. The start time of the game has been changed to 4:05. First 7,500 fans to enter the arena will receive Sidekicks painters' hats. First 6,000 fans will receive bags of Tostitos, compliments of Frito-Lay. That's this Sunday when the Sidekicks battle the Sting at 4:05 here at Reunion.
So once we run out of painter's hat,
let's give you a bag of chips. What are you going to take it home? Like sit there and eat it during the game?
Or you don't have to buy something in this.
Do you take it home?
Stadium,
I don't know. And
good.
Also, I'm very happy to know that Mike has been pronouncing Frito-Lay like he does now for a long time.
Yeah, I also want to point out that the 80s version of the trucker's hat, I had forgotten, was the painter's hat.
I do, yeah. Grandpas were a big fan of the painter's hat.
First 7,500 fans to enter the arena will receive Sidekicks painter's hats. First 6,000 fans will receive bags of Tostitos, compliments of Frito-Lay. That's this Sunday when the Sidekicks battle the Sting at 4:05 here at Reunion. So,
also, if I'm to understand correctly, there's going to be 1,500 sad sons of bitches who only have a hat, and they're going to be looking at 6,000 of their buddies wearing the hats who have also a bag of Tostitos courtesy of Frito-Lay. Mm-hmm. Because it was,
I thought you get one or the other.
Well, it said the first 7,500 get a hat,
right.
The first 6,000 get a bag of chips.
That is confusing.
It's
somebody double
confusing.
Up, got both prizes.
So that's confusing. But I would say this is the most confusing one. This really is this is like the Rangers Fan Fest opportunity. You know, you go out there, get your kids' face painted or something like that. There's always things that are adjacent to the sport that are present at these but are not really related to the sport. Check this out.
Fans joined the fun at the 1987 Dallas Sidekicks Soccerthon. 24 hours, we're talking 24 hours of nonstop soccer with 100 area teams playing around the clock. There will be special appearances by Sidekicks players, celebrity and old-timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns, plus they'll have martial arts and bullet ball demonstrations.
What is bullet ball?
I think I'd like to back up to a troop of clowns and martial arts.
Wait a second.
The Gorilla.
What about the Gorilla?
Celebrity and old-timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns, plus they'll have martial arts and bullet ball demonstrations.
It's the most idiocracy thing ever. I look one way, and I've got guys doing taekwondo.
Okay,
the other way, I've got a troop of clowns.
Sounds fun.
I have a gorillas over there.
I have a theory about the martial arts. So you guys all know who Shellis Hyndman is?
Of course. Yeah. He'll kick you in the crotch.
Right. And he was the coach at SMU. So I wonder if this was back in his heyday when he was letting punters kick him in the crotch. And I wonder if that's what that was, because it was soccer related.
What about the Gorilla?
I don't know.
And I looked it up. I got nothing.
That's got to be an inflatable?
No, I'm sure it's a mascot. Yeah, I'm sure it was a Sidekicks mascot back in the day.
Does anybody want to audit the celebrities and find out what exactly, like, who are we talking?
Celebrity and old-timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns. Plus, they'll have martial arts and bullet ball demonstrations.
That's got to be a new ticket band name. Troop of Clowns.
Plus a troop of clowns.
Bullet ball.
Bullet ball demonstration.
I don't know what bullet ball would have been. I'd like to find out.
So there's some classic Mike Missile audio for you. Great. Thank you to Peter.
You're welcome. No, thanks to Dan.